Roger and JP. It's 6:49. We will get some rain this morning, and then it'll be partly cloudy and a high of 68 today. So tell us if this happens to you guys, because I was just talking to JP, and it's happened to both of us.
It's not. Here's the deal. Something is not right. Like, I want to shut it off because they're following me at this point.
So here's what happened. The last couple days only to me, but apparently for the last month or so to you.
More than that, yeah.
Where you get in your car, put your phone, like wherever you put your phone in your car, and then before you even back out, or as you're backing out, in my case, I put it in reverse and I start backing out of my driveway. My phone pops up with a message, Google Maps. It says 12 minutes on the screen. Take Sunrise Highway to work.
Right.
Like 12 minutes to work, taking Sunrise Highway east westbound.
And then...
And coming home, same thing. When I back out of the parking space here at BAB,
right,
it just pops up. Now, I didn't ask it to do this.
But what it'll do for me, I've been noticing it for a long time, but I never really paid too much attention to it. Not that I'm paying a lot of attention to it. I never thought about, why is that happening?
Right.
Until literally last week.
This is the third morning it happened. I thought about it each morning. Like, wait a minute.
Because in the morning, it'll tell me how long to get to work.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, no matter where I am, it's telling me how long to get to my house. I want to know why they know my car started.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, what is in my car that makes it, like, because how come if I'm just standing outside, it's not telling me? It's when I get in my car and start the engine, and I'm not even hooked up to Bluetooth or any of that.
You're not?
No.
Because that's the only thing I could think of was I have my Bluetooth on maybe, and maybe I'm hooked up to the car, which has GPS, of course, telling you where the car is. And then Google assumes you're going home, even if you're not, because you've done it so many times and it knows you've done it.
Right.
Which is
why creepy. Does my phone know my driving habits or where I go and what I don't want that.
Because it keeps track of it.
Yeah, I don't like it. See, there's a problem.
That's what's going
on here. It's too much.
It is too much.
It's too much. Because you know what? I don't need Google Maps to tell me how long it's going to take me to get home. Maybe, you know, maybe I don't.
The only time I would be happy with that, but it'll hardly ever happen, is if it says it's going to take you 25 minutes to get home and it usually takes me 12. I mean, I shouldn't take Sunrise. But I don't need it to tell me every day that I'm about to go home.
Nicole just sent me a text. It also says, want me to remind you where you parked.
Really? I haven't gotten that yet.
Yeah. I want a flip phone. I want that old school Razor phone.
I mean,
phone.
In one way it's cool, and a whole other way it's totally wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't like
it. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out why it's giving you messages. It keeps track of where you go most often.
I mean, maybe you're
and
right.
And our run between home and work, and like anybody, is the most often thing.
Maybe it's happening only when I have it connected to Bluetooth, because I don't always keep it connected.
Mm-hmm. Very possible. I'm going to disconnect my Bluetooth.
Brett, does yours do the same thing? You have a Droid. Does yours do it?
Nope. I don't have my phone connected to Bluetooth to the car.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that's the thing.
I do have Google Maps.
But okay, so how does it know what Bluetooth it's connected to? What if I have it connected to the Bose system I have at the house?
Well, each one has a different ID, so I'm sure it knows.
So it knows that this one is a car?
Yeah.
I want a dumb phone.
Of course it does.
I want a dumb phone. I don't want a smartphone anymore. Get me the dumb one.
6:53.
I should just trade with my mother.
Here's Ted.
On Sunrise Highway, eastbound into the Hamptons at exit 65, Hampton Bays.
The MBVs.
6:57, Roger and JP on BAB. When you get in your car, does your cell phone tell you 12 minutes until you get home by Sunrise Highway when you're at work? Like, it knows where you're going to go and how long it's going to take, and it figures it would tell you without you asking it to do anything. It's happened to both JP and I a lot. Me the last few days, JP for the last month or two.
Yeah, if not longer.
Does it freak you out, or are you good with it? I can see where you could be kind of like it, but it's kind of weird. The machine's taking
over. Did
you
just hook it up to Bluetooth in your car, or you've had it?
See, that's the thing. I'm on the back end of this lease car that Kelly had.
Right.
And it has Bluetooth.
Did you just...
So I must have left the Bluetooth on the last couple of days, not thinking about it.
Okay.
I must have. That's got to be it.
Yeah.
Hello, BAB.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, it's only when you have the Bluetooth on.
It is, so I must.
Because I was leaving work one day, and I had left the Bluetooth on, which I never have on, and my phone said, you can get home in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What? And I got out of my car, I was like, why is my phone doing this? It's like, I'm turning this off, this is horrible. I don't want to tell me how long it's going to take me to get home right now. I don't even know who I am or anything, or where I live.
Right.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
That's it. I don't want you to know where I live or where I work, but if you use the any of the map services, it can figure it out.
I wonder what it would be like having used a smartphone for however long they've been out there, 10 years, whatever it is. I wonder what it would be like going back to a regular phone.
It's just a dumb phone that just makes calls?
Yeah, or just like, you know, when you got to tap the word U, it's like X, Y,
right.
L, N, N, O, you know?
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, just after 7 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, we're just talking about, and maybe you have this experience where you get in your car and you have your smartphone with you, and on your phone it pops up how long it'll take you to get to work, for example, or if you're at work, you get in the car, how long it will take you to get home, and it'll tell you how many minutes and by the road you take. Smartphones may be getting a little too smart, right? You didn't ask for that. It just pops up. This guy doesn't have Bluetooth in his car, but what happens with your phone? Go ahead.
Once I start moving, Google will pop up, and I'll see it light up and go, are you going to work? This is how long it's going to take you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's just the government trying to watch us. You know,
it's got, and you know what? And that's it. And whether it's the government or somebody, I don't like it looking at me.
Oh, me neither, man.
Think of this.
What?
Think of this. If the government can see all this stuff too, everybody has certain patterns. Once you go crazy out of your pattern, maybe a little alarm goes off like, hey, what's this guy doing? Maybe crazy out of your pattern is some sort of, maybe a certain percentage of it is crimes, terrorism, doing something wrong when you get out of your pattern. Or it's vacation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they can start figuring out what you're doing and who's going on a line like a mouse going through a maze the other way instead of the normal way, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's the Patriot Act.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to tell Google and or Apple, whoever it is, right? Because I find it interesting that he's got a Droid, which is Google,
Brett
right?
Does, yeah.
But Google Maps doesn't pop up on his phone, right? But here's what I want to tell them. I drive that route every morning. You know I drive that route every morning. I know exactly how long it's going to take me to get there. I don't need you.
They're just showing off.
Right. I don't need you until I say I put the address into Google Maps, and now I'm asking you to get me there. In the meantime, mind your business.
That's it. They're never going to mind their business. The machines, the smartphones. They're always going to be watching our business now that we've let them in.
Imagine they watch Ted's business. He'd probably get arrested.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 7:07. A little rain this morning, then partly cloudy and 68. Maybe a little sun this afternoon. So if your phone has freaked you out lately, that's what we're talking about. If you're just tuning in, where the phone, the smartphone, especially when you get in your car, Google gives you a message and tells you how long it's going to be till you get to work or to home, a place you go pretty often, and by what road you take. And it could like freak you out a little bit, but if you think about it, it kind of makes sense because it knows your habits. Pretty soon, I think it'll start talking to you and asking you where you want to go and guessing where you're going.
Hey, numbnuts, going to work?
Yeah. As usual.
Ted turns on his phone in the morning. It immediately launches YouPorn. 8th Street Latinas again, sir? Well, yes, Siri. Thank you. I got a little time before I get...
We have a guy on the line who doesn't have a smartphone. Hey, what's going on?
This is exactly why I do not and will never have a smartphone.
Really?
Okay? Yeah, I don't want somebody tracking me. I don't need a computer in my pocket. I have an old slide. I'm talking to you right now with a wired headset. I look like Judy, the Time Life operator.
And you're wired into where?
I am wired into just a little plug in the top of my phone.
Yeah, that's it. So you have just a basic, like, you buy minutes per month type phone?
No. It's a regular phone I get from Verizon.
Yeah.
You know, and I have it for as long as I want, but I can't get them. My friends always make fun of me because I can't get emojis.
Yeah.
So I'm happy because I'm not 3 years old and I don't need you talking to me in pictures.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you,
you're
bro.
Funny.
I'm with you, man.
All right, good luck. I'm sure a lot of us want to be you. That's pretty good.
I want to be me. I know that. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Well, there's a guy who has it together, very confident without the smartphone. Not a problem. He's doing fine. And here we go, getting more messages from computers telling us what we're about to do.
Oh, you know what? In Google Maps, it says allow notifications. I bet you if you shut that off.
Maybe that's it. We had a guy who called and said if you want to turn it off, it has something to do with something called cards.
Yeah, no,
in Google,
I can't find that anyway. I went into Google, there's nothing about cards.
No.
But I'm sure if I shut off.
Yeah, maybe. No, we'll figure it out.
Let's see this.
If you want to turn it off, just search how to turn it off. You'll figure
I just
out.
Shut off notifications on Google Maps. Right. Let's see what happens. I'm going to go get in my car. I'll be back in a half hour.
All right. 7:09. Here's that.
Heading out this morning, we're dealing with the wet road conditions into the Hamptons. Sunrise Highway eastbound at exit 65, Hampton Bays. We had an accident there being worked on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.